You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I'm enjoying the experience, actually, of having this human in my arms.
She didn't cry?
She didn't cry. She was smiling at me.
Maybe she had gas.
Cute baby. Next thing you know, she shits in my arms. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
We're chatting about sex once a week. Mother?
Yes.
Why do we do it?
Oh my God. No, I'm not doing it. I can't even look at you seriously today.
Why?
Because I'm looking at what hat is. You're wearing a very funky hat. I don't even know if I'd call it a hat and it's got bullets in it.
Thank you. I'm starting to think that hats are going to be my form of self-expression.
Well, this is saying a lot.
This is a three-cornered hat. It looks kind of like a pirate hat. It does have bullets in it. It might be a sombrero. I'm not quite sure. I got it in the mail from an undisclosed person.
Okay.
So whoever sent me this bullet three-cornered hat, thank you very much. I'm now wearing it because it inspires a certain pirate-like quality of me. So if you notice that in today's episode, that's why.
You are also wearing a Sex Talk with My Mom t-shirt, I see.
Yes, I am.
With our graphic on it. I like that.
Bingo. You can get that merch swag at our TeePublic store. Just go to our website, sextalkwithmymom.com.
The whole outfit is just topped off with the slippers.
You know, I know what you're up to in your outfit.
What am I up to?
I know. My mom has certain tops that she thinks are more sexy tops.
Yeah, because I'm going to the dentist.
For real?
Yes.
So you had to wear a sexy top?
Well, I have to put up an image.
Oh, put up an image with the dentist? Redeem yourself for the fucking scum that you got shamed for the other day?
I actually thought about that. And for those sneaky freaks that do not know what he's talking about, I got toothpaste scum shamed by my dentist because I left, you know, a toothbrush in a holder and it dripped down and it got all scummy. And I happened to take a picture of the toothbrush in the holder and he saw it and he made comments, nasty comments.
Yeah. So are you going to show him a picture today saying, hey, I cleaned it off?
I was thinking of doing that.
No, you were not.
And then I thought to myself, nah.
Yeah, it's a little too desperate or something.
Yeah, it's kind of groping.
It's groping. Speaking of groping, let's talk about hit on or shit on.
We had some doozies.
Hit on or shit on. This is the segment of our show where, you know, people slide in to our DMs, to our messages on TikTok, to our text line.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And, you know, some of them are compliments and hit on. Some of them are not compliments. Haters shitting on us.
It's sort of like a moving dartboard.
Yeah, we're moving dartboard sometimes. So, Mother, do you want to start us off and share what you've been told this week?
I, on TikTok, decided to, because I really think this is important. I'm going to be the ambassador for, there's no expiration date on sexiness.
That's okay? What do you mean the ambassador? Like that's a country or something?
Yeah. There's a whole genre of women over 60. Actually, I geared this towards women, but men were predominantly answering. Does sexy have an expiration date when you're over 60?
Oh, wow.
Thousands of comments, thousands of views. And most of them, 90% of them, were very complimentary and are just explaining how they feel sexual themselves. And a lot of them are, hell no, I'm 70, I'm 80, I'm whatever. And one of them said, not until I go in the grave, which I thought was great.
Yeah, it's funny because some people don't even at my age of 32, a ripe 32, some people are not feeling sexy.
Yeah, you're right. Can you imagine when you're doubling that?
It can go down easily, I can imagine.
It's gravity's pulling you down, baby. Anyway, so I took a look at some of those responses, and we can decide whether they're hitting on or shitting on me.
Oh, I love this.
Okay. So the first one says, not at all. You look very nice, elegante, precioso, etc. with a heart.
So I'm going to take that as a hit on.
I'd say that's a hit on.
Elegante,
elegante,
precioso.
And then there's another one said, nope, not for you. Very nice time. It has been good to you, like fine wine. Keep it going.
Oh, kiss, another hit on for mother.
And then I don't think I would call this a hit on. Karen, you're expired.
Oh.
Okay. Now, the thing that bothers me, and it bothers somebody else too, is when they spell your, Y-O-U-R.
Oh, damn.
Instead of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. I would have respected him a lot more had he said, Karen, you are expired.
I hate this internet shit.
Well, I mean, I just took that as a sign of, I'm going to just post that shit up and see what people say.
You don't block him?
No, I love it.
Oh, you love to bring
the... I like stirring the controversy.
The controversy.
Yeah, because I always get all these people on my side.
You like to poke that hornet's nest.
Oh, yeah, they poked it. They poked it. They start looking at how many people that he is following him.
Oh.
Like 18.
You create a gang against him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got a posse.
You got a little posse who come to your defense.
So anyway, those are my hit on or shit ons. Do you have any hit on or shit ons?
Yeah, I actually was shat on yesterday.
What?
I have two friends.
How do you know it wasn't a hit on?
Well, I'll tell you the story. I have two friends with a child, a newborn child. And it's funny when people have newborn children, after a few months, they think like everyone's capable of, you know, handling a child. So next thing
they pass them off?
They pass the little baby on to me. I was not prepared for this bundle of potatoes in my arms. But I guess.
You didn't get any joy and knackers out of this?
Well, I actually was looking down at it. She was smiling.
Wait, looking down on it.
Oh, it. The,
did
the
you hear
little
what you
baby.
Said? It's like an inanimate object. It.
I'm enjoying the experience, actually, of having this human in my arms.
She didn't cry?
She didn't cry. She was smiling at me.
Maybe she had gas.
Cute baby. Next thing you know, she shits in my arms. I swear to God, I'm like, I'm literally through my mind. Oh, I could do this. I could, yeah. This.
Maybe it was just gas. That's why she said smiling. Smiling means that that's what they do when they have gas. Do you know that?
No, you smile when they smile.
Yeah, so maybe it was just some farts.
I could tell you it wasn't because immediately the parents took her and changed her and there was shit everywhere.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure the shit, I she was wearing these like little baby jeans.
Oh.
But at the same time, I look down on my arm. I don't know how I got shit on my arm.
It was either her,
it could have been a bird, it could have been myself.
No.
There was definitely shit on my arm.
Oh my God.
I don't think it was
and
the baby because
out?
She had like three layers on. So I was very confused why I had shit on my arm.
I think it was the baby.
I don't think so.
It went right through the clothes. It's happened before.
No way.
Oh yeah, that happens all the time. It happened.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, I was at Disney World, and
she had three layers on. She had the pull up. She had the little thing on.
No, it can go all the way through everything. I was at Disney World. I was with your brother. Your brother was like 6 weeks old, and you guys all went on some ride, and he has to have like massive shit. And I'm telling you, that stuff got everywhere. It was flying all over the place.
I started smelling my arms surreptitiously.
Yeah,
trying to figure out if it was shit or not.
You literally did get shit on.
I literally got shit on.
Did you take a shower? Please say yes.
No.
What? Ew.
I took a shower this morning.
So you slept in bed.
I didn't
with
sleep
the
with
shit
the
on
shit.
Your arm.
I didn't sleep with the shit on me. I was wearing it was on my clothes. What?
On your jacket or what was it on?
Yeah, it was actually
I am about to throw off. Right, it never occurred to you that you've been shit on. Maybe you should wipe off the shit off your jacket. It's probably hanging in my closet right now, getting all over my clothes.
No, it's not. It's not.
All right, moving right along.
I was
you literally
was,
got
I could
shit
be
on.
A good father, and then suddenly this thing shits on me.
I'm surprised you didn't. Okay, if it was D's, he would have tossed it like a football.
I actually think that I have a nice soothing quality on children, and that's why she felt so comfortable enough to shit on me. What do you think about that?
It's possible. Or she was like, get me the fuck away from him.
I'll shit on him.
And that'll get me back to my mother immediately.
That is exactly what happened.
And it worked.
Yeah. We also have another potential hit on or shit on. This is a poem from our sneaky freak JC that she wrote for us.
Oh, let's hear it.
JC, I actually shouldn't assume gender. I don't know what your gender is, but JC writes, learning new stuff slows Alzheimer's. Muscles shrink in a cast. Cam, will you revive your dick, please? Soft cock with my mom won't last.
Oh my God. What does that mean?
It means that JC finds this show boring with my cock being soft.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was another shit on for you.
Yeah, I would say that's
probably
shit on.
But wait, what about me? Maybe she's talking about me with Alzheimer's. Learning new stuff slows Alzheimer's. Maybe is she referring to me?
I don't know. Maybe that's a reference. You know, we both of us are not doing well with regard to memory since we can't remember what that refers to.
Yeah, that shows you a lot.
Anyway,
muscles shrink in a cast. What cast are we talking here?
Again, I don't know. But
Cam, will you revive your dick, please? We understand that. That one, there's no question as to what that meant.
I don't know why I'm having all these dreams about dicks. My dick compared
my
to
dick
other
na-na-na-na, sitting by the fire.
What?
My dick sit. I don't know. I'm making up the song.
Yeah, I dreamt last night about
dicks.
Yeah, my dick was actually large compared to my friend's dick. Why? Why am I thinking about this?
I can analyze that.
What does that mean?
All right. When it's wish fulfillment. Do you understand that? No, seriously. A lot of dreams have to do with, unrequited desires.
Yeah.
So you probably are jealous of
a
friend of yours' dick.
A bigger dick.
Did this guy or that you knew have a large appendage?
No, we pretty much have a similar size dick.
Do you measure them together? What's going on there?
I know the size of his dick. I know the size of my dick.
How many of your friends do you know the size of their dicks?
I love going to the Korean spa. You get to see everyone's dicks. You talk about it. You compare them. It's fine.
Is that the reason you like going there?
I love
makes you
public
feel better?
Nudity. I don't know how many times I have to share this.
I love it too. I don't love it with you, but I love it in general.
I love it for the fact that it pushes me out of my comfort zone.
I love it because I like being naked.
Yeah, see, that's a difference. I don't really give a shit about the naked part. It's more of like the whole personal growth aspect.
No, I think you're looking
it.
At everybody else's dicks. That's what you go there for.
Not really, because quite honestly, I often tend to to be on the under side of the
side underside?
Of the yeah.
The under over?
Yeah, over under. I would take under for most of them, but...
Well, it looks like she wants you to revive your dick because you said last week how you
soft dick.
Yeah, well, yeah. More than soft dick. I think it was limp dick, actually.
Limp dick is right. Yeah, you're right. Limp dick. I don't know if I need to share this with you.
I need to hear it.
It's been a few weeks since I've masturbated.
Well, why? Is this something new?
Yeah, it's actually something new.
All right, what are you on, that masturbation challenge again, the 21 day?
No, it's just...
I know what it is. You just can't stop working for a second.
Oh, come on. I went on a date this week. Well, actually, I did one of those hum-hum experiences again. Highly recommended. It's like the conscious dating, like slow dating thing.
Okay.
And I'm talking to this girl. We're getting along. And then I learn, she informs me at the end of it, that I've already talked to her on a previous hum-hum experience. And I had no recollection of this.
This is a video or audio only?
It's a video thing. Very awkward that I didn't remember this. But she was a life coach and she did give me some good advice.
What?
I told her I'm overworked and I don't know what to do about that. You have any advice? And she said, oh yeah, there's one thing you can do. Stop doing so much.
It's a brilliant, brilliant thing
I've
to say.
I've thought of that, actually. It's a brilliant thing. I've thought of it since she gave me that information.
I know you didn't adhere to it.
What do you mean?
Because you even said that you were up like all night. I can tell. Well, sometimes you send me some texts at like 1 o'clock in the morning. So obviously you're still working at 1 o'clock in the morning.
You know what? This has become a shit on from my own mother.
So what do? You put your hat on?
I put my pirate hat back on and say we're forging on from this fucking conversation.
This
I'm
reminds
done with
me
this.
Of you when you were a little boy walking around with a popcorn bowl on your head.
Yeah. I'm going to break out that popcorn bowl.
Do you remember with the popcorn makers? They don't make those anymore, do they?
Popcorn makers? I'm sure they make those.
Well, we used to have one and it had a little plastic, clear plastic dome on top of it.
Yeah.
And when you were like 2 or 3 years old, I think you thought you were like invisible wearing your hat, which is what you're trying to do now. So you walk around in your little underpants with cowboy boots, green cowboy boots on, and a goddamn popcorn bowl on your head.
I'm heading in that direction. That's absolutely correct. Actually, I'm heading in the direction of complete blindness.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to the eye doctor today. I can't wait for him to tell me what the fuck is going on.
He's
going to
tell
eyes.
You you're normal, which is what they always tell you.
I would like to find my wife before I'm blind.
What?
That's all I ask.
You're going to walk in there and say that.
That's my goal.
You want to find a wife before you go blind.
Correct. Yeah. I just want to see her.
It's a very lofty goal.
Yeah. I want to see her.
Why do you feel like you're going blind?
I can't see shit right now. I got floaters everywhere. What do you mean? I've been telling you this all the time.
I know.
Why do you smile?
Because I have floaters too. It's from when
you got floaters?
Yeah.
Yeah, my ass, you got floaters like this.
I got floaters.
It looks like puzzle pieces streaming through my fucking eyes.
That is not good. It could be of a migraine.
No, I don't have my... Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
We're all over the place today, but I will say I had a new approach to dealing with my migraines.
You're taking medicine for once?
You know, in the past, and I'm curious about this for our sneaky freaks. How do you deal with your snot?
What?
Do you suck up the snot when you feel your
no,
nose running?
No, you use a Kleenex and blow your nose like a normal human.
Okay, so maybe this is the problem. Then I suck it back in and then
it
calcifies
in
my fucking sinuses and causes some pressurized... you know, pain over there.
Does this have to do with laziness to get up or
no.
your workaholicness to stop working?
I don't know. It's a tendency. Why do you have to judge me for it? But
I'm
anyway.
I'm just wondering if you can't go get a tissue because A, you're cheap, or B, you're too busy working to get up and get a tissue.
Probably both.
That's not good.
Frankly, both.
That's not good. Get it?
It's not good.
It's not good.
Well, I tried a new tactic while doing the dishes the other day.
You used a tissue and blew your nose?
Incorrect.
You used a dish towel?
No, I just let my snot drip into the fucking sink.
Is this called what gross me out with my mom? What the hell is wrong with you?
I have to say my nostrils felt so relieved afterwards.
Yeah, it's called blowing your fucking nose.
No, I was just letting it all snot out. Have you ever done this?
No. I cannot relate to that.
And then I got into it and I was like, I know this is really gross. I got into it and I just decided, you know, I got to go work. But I don't want to, I just want to do an experiment and see what happens if I don't blow my nose, if I don't suck it back in, if I just let it drip out of my nose, my face. Oh. And I put a bowl underneath me as I worked. And I swear to God, I felt just remarkable afterwards. I felt like my nose, it was a new nose.
I don't even, I'm literally at a loss for what to say. I don't know what to say.
Have you tried it?
No, and I will never try it. And every sneaky freak right now is sneaky freaks are driving
freaks.
In the car. They open their window and they vomit it out the window as they're driving. Okay, they're so repulsed.
I would like to know if any of the sneaky freaks out there
Nobody
have practiced this. Because what happened with our ancestors? They didn't have fucking.
They use a leaf.
They didn't have tissue paper. They were just letting that shit slobber out like a dog.
No, they use fucking leaves.
They were not taking leaves and blowing their nose in
leaves.
They
used some wheat.
They were taking wheat?
Yeah, No,
they're not taking wheat and shoving it in their nose.
Flowers. Who knows what
they're
doing?
That's what literally causes the allergies to make the nose snot.
All right, well, I'm sure they did something. They didn't just let it drip into a bowl.
I have a feeling they just let it drip.
You know what? I think one of your cousins... When they were a little baby, always had their nose running. And that's what it reminds me of, just letting the nose run.
Yeah,
right?
let the nose run.
We need to clean that shit up.
Free the nose. You heard of free the nipple? Free the nose.
I didn't
free
hear
the
of,
nostril.
I have never heard of free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
Oh, what is that?
It's a nice movement. Why, you know, if men can show their nipples, why can't women?
You had a heart attack because I took a picture of you without a shirt on.
No, this is for women. I don't want... You know what? We don't need to go back there. Hey, sneaky freaks. Yeah, you that are in a long-term relationship. Is your sex boring?
Boring.
Are you doing the same missionary, doggy, then finish with her on top? Is it the same shit over and over and over again?
I think it's more than what I do.
Well, it's time to spice it up.
Thank you, son.
And we have the answer for you. It's an online sex survey called Sympatic Us.
I love this idea.
It's unbelievable. You go online. You go to sympatic.us. You take this survey separate from your partner, and it's got nearly 1,000 different activities that you and your partner might be interested in doing in the bedroom. I'm talking nipple play, ball play, and licking armpits.
Licking armpits. Have you ever tried that?
I've licked an armpit. You and your partner will answer the survey separately, and then whatever activities you have in common, you will be sent a report to indicate such. Amazing way to start a conversation about what you want to be doing in the bedroom.
Then what's nice about it is the stuff that you have in common and only the stuff you have in common gets translated back to you.
Meaning that you don't need to risk getting rejected by your partner or getting judged or feeling ashamed. We're all about getting uncomfortable, and this is a nice step towards opening that conversation. And you might learn about a thing or two just by taking the survey that you might want to try. Right now, Sympatic Us is offering our Sex Talk with My Mom listeners 20% off when you go to sympatic.us and enter promo code MOM at checkout. That's Sympatic, SIMPATIC.US, and use code MOM to get 20% off. That offer is also in our episode description. Sympatic.us, code MOM. Mother, how many times did you buy and return your last mattress?
That would be three.
Three times you went to this freaking store and laid on this nasty-ass bed that thousands of other people laid on.
What they don't tell you is that because those people laid on it, it made the mattress completely different than what was going to end up coming to your door.
Which is why we recommend Helix Sleep. I am beyond thrilled to own a Helix mattress. This is an unbelievable mattress company. And what makes it unbelievable is that you can go online and take their 2-minute quiz that will perfectly align you with the mattress of your dreams.
No pun intended on align.
Yeah, they literally ask you, do you want soft, medium, or firm mattresses?
If you're a side sleeper, back sleeper, stomach sleeper, move around all night.
How heavy you are, if you want a plus size mattress, how tall you are. It's a perfectly custom mattress for you.
And it makes sense. One size can't fit all.
And it's awesome because it comes in a box, but it's not like one of those crappy mattresses in a box. This one is a hybrid blend of coils and foam. So you get the squishiness of foam, but also the firmness of coils, which is perfect for sexual intercourse.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Cam. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by both GQ and Wired Magazine.
The other thing I like is that it has a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't like it, you don't even need to put it back in the box. You just call them and they'll go pick it up. Here's the best part. Helix is offering up to $200 off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/sextalk. That's helixsleep.com/sextalk for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows, which is an incredible savings.
All right, let's move on to anything going on in your life.
I just told you everything that's going on. I'm snotting into my fucking drain.
Well,
I'm going on dates that I don't remember where I meet the person already. I'm looking for a wife before my blindness sets in. I will say, I feel like I'm talking a lot. I feel like I'm talking a lot, but what do you not? Do you agree?
I'm thrilled
that I'm talking.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. I you know this that John Mayer song that goes, I want to run through the halls of my high school.
I want to scream at the top of my lungs.
That's kind of like him, like his revenge song.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I'm
going back to high school.
You all thought I was a nerd who played the guitar, and then I became this huge rock star, and right. I come back and I fucking.
You feel that way?
Yeah, I've never had this feeling before. And I've listened to the song, and I've been like, you know what?
Well,
I liked my high school.
You were kind of like the comedy. You were the clown of the high school.
No, it was never all. That was towards the very end. But anyway, can I just say, after this many rejections with regard to romance and career, I'm starting to feel this sensation of like, I'm going to fucking go crazy until I succeed at what I'm aiming to succeed at. And then I'm going to run through the halls of my high school.
You're running back to Glenbrook North and just
no, it has
around.
Nothing to do with the high school. You're missing the point, the whole analogy. And oh. You're not, why are you giving my whole identity away with the whole high school
shout-outs?
Anybody
that looks up could see that you went to Glenbrook North High School. It's
don't you?
Public knowledge.
Can you not share this?
Public knowledge.
Just stop sharing shit about me on this.
All right.
I don't want that. All the details of my life. I'm already telling people about my snot. They don't need to know about my fucking high school.
It's kind of like not a big deal. You went to a public high school.
You share about your own high school. You don't need to share about my high school.
My high school, unfortunately, like everything else in my life, is deceased.
It's
deceased.
everything else in my life?
Yes, my high school is no longer there anymore. And my sorority house is gone, too. They knocked that down. I lost one husband. I told you about a year ago, I went to look up my old boyfriend on Facebook. Don't ever do a deep dive there because I found out he was dead. There's a lot of dead things floating around.
You don't have a lot of skeletons in your closet.
No, they're
ironically,
out. They're out in the open.
They're all buried.
No, they're out. They're all out in the open. Everybody knows about them. Anyway,
oh my God.
I don't know how I got into that. Maybe,
do you have that sensation of wanting to run through the halls of your high school?
I would if they had a high school to run through.
I'm saying the theoretical high school.
If my high school existed, would I run through? Oh, hell yeah, I'll run through. You know why? I'll tell you why, Cam, because I was the O.C. to Broom.
What?
In the variety show, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think this podcast exists because you were a broom?
I never got like the lead parts in my high school.
You were a broomstick?
And I was the, in one of the, this was my big line, okay? You ready for this? Sneaky Freaks exclusive. Oh, cedar makes your life easier. That was my big line. I was a broom in the variety show. Okay?
I never knew this.
Oh, cedar makes your life easy. It was a commercial. That was my big line.
You were a commercial in a variety show in your high school?
Yeah, and I was also, I played a prostitute in one of the other variety shows, which led me on to my Halloween costume for the next 50 years.
I had no clue that you
were a broomstick. So I'm going to run through the halls of my high school saying, I'm no longer a, oh, cedar makes your life easier, broom.
Okay.
See, I'll get my revenge. I'll sweep the shit out of that
high
school.
I'm glad I'm not alone in this then. What else is going on in your life,
my
mother?
Life is that Dees has been out of town.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very cute that he asked you and your sister to babysit for me.
He was very serious about this. He was like, she's not going to eat unless you feed her.
So I, you guys are taking turns and who's taking care of me, which I thought was very sweet. So I've been watching movies with one of you and we were laughing. Yesterday I was crying because we were watching a Schitt's Creek documentary. Very emotional.
Oh my God. You were tears.
It's a family thing.
And know? I have to say this, you were sucking in the snot.
That's when I do suck in my snot. When I'm in a public place and I'm watching something and I don't want anybody to know that I'm crying. So I sucked it in. And also I was too lazy to get up and get a Kleenex.
Yeah, see?
Anyway, so that's what's been happening here.
Would you say that your life is different now that Dees is out of the picture for a week?
His family called and they said, how are you doing? I said, it's calm over here.
That's nice.
Very calm. I think, you know, especially with the pandemic, if you've been with the same person 24/7 for the last year, it's kind of nice just being alone. But apparently I'm not alone because you and your sister are constantly...
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to spend time with us.
I do. I'm saying to you, it sounds like I'm always alone.
No, in fact, you often have guests. I've noticed your apartment is much cleaner.
Yeah. I keep it nice and tidy.
Nice and tidy.
No, it's bittersweet because I do miss Dees.
We're about to go to Chicago for a week,
and we're gonna do a lot of traveling over there.
Meaning that you're gonna be separated from Dees even more.
Yeah, I have a replacement for Dees temporarily.
Which is who?
A Peloton instructor.
What?
You know the Peloton bike?
Yes.
They have one in my gym.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to Ben Aldis. I found him. First of all, I was searching around for, you know, you can search all these different programs on Peloton.
I've never done the Peloton.
There's a computer and they have different,
instructors,
different instructors and different, genres of athletics. You can do strength training and all that other shit too. It's not just biking, but mostly it's biking. To me, it's biking.
So what is Ben? Ben is like the
so
one
I had
for
these
cougars?
Other. I had these other women, and they were like making me kind of depressed.
Oh,
because I could barely pedal the damn bike without feeling like I have a weakness in one side.
Uh-huh.
And these women are like, you know, they're I don't know, ultra marathon bikers. I don't know how they are in such great shape. The instructors. And so I'm tired of looking at these women that are unbelievably, incredibly gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I decided I'm going to go with a guy. I find this guy, Ben. Fucking Ben Aldis. Hot. He was in like business world. And he's got this British accent.
Oh, God.
He's, you know, I got Dave on Open Fit for
oh, my God.
For my
you
yoga.
Do you even do the workouts or are you just sitting there getting all hot and bothered with Ben and Dave?
That's what's happening. Ben is just, he's getting those engines revved up.
Oh, my God. Do you think you go faster because of Ben?
100%.
No way.
I'm trying to keep up with Ben.
No way.
And there's zero chance, by the way, because he was like an athlete. I had this vision of him like playing soccer because, you know, he's from Europe. So, you know, when he said he's a sports player, he's probably playing cricket or soccer. Is cricket still a thing?
I don't know.
Because he's probably a soccer player. He looks like a soccer player.
Have you found out where he lives?
I just looked it up. London. I'm now following him on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
He's got hundreds of thousands of followers. I highly recommend his class if you're taking Peloton.
No, right. Noted.
I took a beginning class of 20 minutes.
And let's see
it's enough to push me over the edge. Anyway.
Get your frozen side going.
Well, anyway, I would like to say... We were talking to some of your friends from high school.
Yeah.
And I came to this revelation. They're like, oh, we remember sitting around and hanging out with you, talking about, you know, funny stories of, you know, Why are you looking at me weird?
I'm following, trying to follow.
Do you remember having this discussion with your friends?
Yes.
So I started thinking.
But they were not, the sneaky freaks were not there. So what, keep going.
Oh, so.
The conversation was basically saying that was a fun time.
They remembered, like, one guy was saying how, I remembered how he would come back from winter break and talk about how some girl literally took hot wax and waxed off all the hair on his body.
Yeah.
Things like that. And I was thinking to myself, well, you used to call me like the cool mom or whatever, because these discussions would take place late at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
I don't remember exactly calling you the cool mom.
Well, they did, maybe.
Okay.
You would never.
Okay.
Anyway, it's not really the cool mom as much as like the non-judgmental mom.
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah. I started thinking the reason that they told me the story is because they knew I wouldn't, that they can entertain me and I wouldn't be judging them.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that for all parents out there listening.
So how do you suggest people stop being judgmental?
Enjoy just listen and enjoy the discussion. Be a good audience.
Try to come with an open mind.
Open mind, yeah.
All right.
And then the other.
You are very unique in that way, I'd say.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was thinking of is on TikTok, I decided to. I'm done with these 18 to 35 year old horny guys. Just, you know, and it's complimentary to get hit on and, you know, like we talked about earlier. But I want to make a difference more so with the women in my age.
Uh huh.
I want them to rediscover something in themselves. And I want them to not be feeling insignificant, because a lot of people over the age of 60 feel insignificant. I know of two women who literally packed up and moved to foreign countries because they felt like they were just like fading into the fabric of wherever they were living.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was thinking I'll do a video, a TikTok video about being 60 and we're saying that we're not insignificant. And tell me something about you that makes you unique or whatever, or what you're passionate about. I got so many, like, thousands of responses about women who have done some unbelievable feats. Like, I'm so impressed that I was crying reading them. They were like, I've been in the military. I've lost my spouse. I've a lot of widows, how they raise kids on their own. How they had abuse in their life and how they've overcome it, how they went back to school and got degrees after 60. It's amazing. And then a lot of them said they're very happy being single.
Hmm. This is a very interesting community that you're building over there.
I love it.
That's great.
I'm the rep.
I love it.
Representing 60 plus.
What do you think leads people to fade into the fabric of society?
I think a lot of my generation never had an identity to begin with. Like, we were told, go out, find a man, get your MRS degree, have
kids.
Well,
they had an identity, but it was always in relation to someone else.
It was always being a wife or a mother.
Right.
Or now a grandmother.
Right.
And I think a lot of them lost completely any kind of self-expression or passion about things that they were, you know, passionate about. Or maybe another woman I just saw did a whole TikTok video about how it's important to find a new like life.
That's what, so actually you said it, they didn't have an identity. And
maybe.
So, and that's what,
other than a wife or a mother.
Right. And I actually think it is when you don't have an identity, ironically, that you can start living in a new way. When you don't identify so strongly with, this is what I've done my whole life, so this is the only thing I can do. It's when you've given up that identity,
shed that shit.
And then you can open up to all these new experiences.
I love it, Cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the key. So, I remember a long time ago when I first started my YouTube channel, I was talking to a woman named Brina, B-R-E-N-N-A Smith, I think her name was. And she did a program called She Knows. And she was talking about the thing she learned the most after her divorce is that you always keep your identity. Don't lose your identity.
Hmm.
So a lot of people get married, they lose their identity. They just become the wife.
Hmm.
Keep your identity. Girls, if you're listening, keep your identity.
They merge with the partner.
Don't merge. Don't merge and keep your bank account separate too. FYI. Good advice from KLP
mother.
Here. So that's all I got in mom's life right now.
You say I'm going to have a kid with someone.
Yeah.
We're not going to have joint bank accounts, you don't think?
I just said you just make sure that you have a little something to your own.
Oh.
something on the side. I knew women who would literally go shopping and have to put the shopping bags in their trunk so their husband wouldn't see.
Oh, but doesn't the husband see like on the credit card bill or something like that?
I don't know how they work that shit out.
Different times, I think, Mother.
Different times. But I think it's still the same, that you want to always maintain your own autonomy.
I'm curious how the younger generations now are dealing with merging of bank accounts and how they deal with finances.
Finance is the number one reason for couples to break up.
Hey, sneaky freaks, give us a text at 310-356-3920. Tell us what you're doing with your finances if you got a long-term relationship going there.
Or tell us before you get married if you got yourself a little prenup.
Yeah.
That's another thing I highly recommend to all the sneaky freaks. Get a prenup.
Oh, my God, Mother.
I'm just saying. Just never hurts to be too prepared.
Are we ready for...
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Mom's news! Mom's news! Mom's news!
I was so excited to bring you this Mom's news.
Mom's news is a segment of our show where my mother shares groundbreaking, breaking news that you gotta know. Mother? What do you got?
Well, this one really caught my eye. And
where's it from this week?
Actually, something different, believe it or not. It's the LAD Bible.
Lad Bible?
It's a Lad Bible.
That's like a British, like, bro Bible, but
British? It doesn't say where this is. It's an online publication.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I find to be extraordinarily informative.
Oh, my God.
This one is called Bodybuilder Divorces His Sex Doll Wife and Moves On with Someone New. And I think we've discussed this particular guy before.
Oh, my God.
His name is Yuri.
Yep, we've discussed him.
That's right. Well, guess what? A bodybuilder who went viral for marrying his sex doll has revealed they have broken up and he's already moved on. The newlyweds hit a rocky patch early in their nuptials after wife Margot broke down and had to be repaired.
Oh, my God.
Put a snag in the marriage.
No pun intended.
While she was in the shop, Yuri from Kekistan revealed he cheated on her with a different object. He's since come clean on social media, admitted that he and Margot are no more, and introduced the world to his new wife. And I have a little video that I think would be helpful in understanding what exactly happened here.
She's excellent. Hello, guys. This is my new wife, Lola. I talked about her before. She is really perfect, excellent. I like it. By the way, this real hair.
I'd just like to stop here and tell you that he is naked. He's a very hairy body. He's wearing a G-string. His nipples are pierced, and he is now mounting her from the back.
So Lola has a woman head and a body of chicken.
Wait, what?
A body of chicken.
A woman head and a body of chicken?
Yes.
This is his new wife that he's cheating on?
Well, she has legs and everything, but right where the stomach area is a body of a chicken, and let me continue to explain why.
When I had experience with chicken, I really liked it, and I wanted to hear such wife, and I'm happy that... that I have now here. Really perfect. Pay attention. This is Neville, but it's unusual Neville, because I can put here different interesting things, and Lola can be both my girlfriend and my boyfriend too, and I'm happy.
So what that was is there's some sort of like a plug that he can pull out if he wants like a vagina and put back in or whatever if he wants an anus. I don't know. No.
It sounds like there's a belly button, the navel, and you can insert like a dildo or something to peg himself with. So
okay. What are your thoughts? Why are you looking at me weird like that?
I'm just amazed not only that this guy exists and his now cheating on his ex-sex doll wife with a new sex doll, but that you would choose to bring this up to all of our sneaky freaks.
Well, I think it's important that they know what happened. It's like a continuing saga with Yuri. They know about the first wife, Margot. Now they know about Lola. And I'll keep everyone up to date.
Do you think he upgraded from Margot to Lola? Or was it a lateral move?
I actually think it's a downward move.
It's a downgrade?
Yeah, you know.
Because of the chicken body?
Yeah, the chicken body, it just... I think he decided to go with practicality versus, you know, beauty.
Yeah, you should never do that.
Yeah. He's going to get bored with her. Well, actually, he's got, and I guess the new wife has a lot more functions.
It sounds right. Wow, that really is inspiring, Mother, and I'm so happy that you shared that with us.
I knew when I saw that I had to share with the Sneaky Freaks because they could not be, you know, left out in the dark. And so that's Mom's News, Mom's News,
Mom's News!
What is better than a toe curling, eyes in the back of your head orgasm?
I don't know, Mom, what?
Nothing. That's why we have Intensity by Pour Moi. It helps strengthen all your orgasms by exercising your pelvic floor muscles.
Is that device that looks like a vibrator that will send you to the moon?
It looks like a vibrator, but it's so much more. It's like having a personal trainer for Kegel exercises.
What are Kegel exercises?
They assist in bladder control and enhance sensation during sex.
How does it tighten the vagina and strengthen the pelvic floor, Mother?
It uses muscle stimulation along with the resistance of an inflatable probe to safely pinpoint those muscles and will exercise them automatically for you.
Is it typically easy to find your Kegels?
No, it's a hard thing to find the Kegels, but this does it for you.
Did you use this?
I used it. I love it.
You found the Kegels?
I found the Kegels. And also what I like about it is it also has an external vibration also. So that can hit your clit at the same time. So you're exercising and you're having orgasms at the same time. It's amazing.
Guess what, Mom? I got great news.
What's your great news, Cam?
Our Sneaky Freaks can get $25 off of Intensity when you go to pourmoi.com and enter code MOM at checkout. You can use this code along with any code on their website. That's $25 off on top of all ongoing promotions when you go to pourmoi.com and use promo code MOM. pourmoi.com, use promo code MOM.
Are we ready for the most exciting part of the day?
I think so. It's Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
Fun living is a life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show that I share something that's been truly meaningful, impactful this week that my mother typically finds
exceedingly boring and depressing.
Thank you, Mother. This week, I wanted to discuss a gift that my friend gave me. He came and he needed a place to stay at the last minute, so he stayed with me in my apartment. It was my first guest I've had over since the pandemic began.
Was he vaccinated?
He was not vaccinated, but it was an urgent situation. He needed a place to stay, so he stayed with me regardless. And as a thank you gift, he sent me a book.
I thought you were going to say he gave you COVID as a thank you gift.
No, he sent me a book. It called The Denial of Death.
Oh, perfect for Cam's Uppers. Why would he want... Well, first of all, why is there a book written about denial of death?
Because
that
we
sounds
live in a society,
so depressing.
We live in a society that is constantly denying the fact that we're going to die.
Oh, and so a little Cam's Uppers, we're going to talk about dying.
We always talk about dying, and I would like to continue the trend.
It sounds so fucking uplifting.
So the reason he sent me this book, not only was it a fascinating reading, apparently, but there's a very interesting part on sex in it. Can I get into it?
I can't wait.
Okay, so one of the main themes of this book is that, don't you dare give me the fast forward finger. One of the themes of this book is that we are half godly and half animalistic. And that's a very unique trait of humans that most other creatures don't have.
Okay.
So what we tend to do, though, is we become shamed of our animalistic qualities, like shitting or snotting, for example.
Okay.
However, when we have sex, it's very interesting because it's a time when you're with another human and you choose to both go into this animalistic quality of both of you.
Oh, yeah.
And you enter this animalistic realm and then you come out of it.
And you're back into the Virgin Mary.
Unscathed and... Well, maybe scathed, depending on the type of sex you're having. But it's a way to accept that side of yourself, that animal instinct of yours, and continue onward.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think this is a very inspiring thing for Cam's Uppers.
Thank you very much. What the fuck? You can't believe you're saying that. I love this approach to sex, the acknowledgement of this animal quality in us. And I actually think that we should do this more often with regard to all of our animal.
Well, are you saying it has to be aggressive or it's just more playful or what are you saying?
No, it's kind of like shitting. Like we go about our days typically denying the fact that, you know, we shit everywhere, you know,
or get shit on,
but or have sex. How often do we talk about that?
Us all the time.
Okay, but most people don't. My point is that sex is a time when you can actually acknowledge that and not feel ashamed about it. It's a beautiful thing, and I think we should do it more often. That's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. We are about to enter my favorite part of the show.
What is that, Mother?
Where we interpret tarot cards, and we don't know shit about tarot cards, but we always get really good responses.
We always get good responses. Well, I think last time I got the Queen of Pentacles upside down, and she was looking very ashamed of my flaccid cock.
Okay, well, that okay, so I'm going to pick a card first this time, mm-hmm. And I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm just going to have you interpret it as you will, okay?
Okay, fine. I'm ready to do it, Mother.
I'm just going to go looking for the right card, and this is it.
Knight of Swords.
Which I believe I've had before.
Is that Ben? Is that Ben Avis?
Yeah, Ben Aldis.
Aldis?
My Peloton instructor.
On a horse?
Coming to find me.
He has taken his spear and he's in fast conquest of someone or something.
He looks like he's right in, he's got his cleats in there. You know what? This could be that I'm going to conquer.
He does kind of look like he's riding a bike.
He's riding a Peloton. Unbelievable. I'm going to succeed at Peloton. That's what this Knight of Swords means.
It doesn't have anything to do with Ben?
Yes, because that's Ben.
Oh, okay.
He is going to...
Would to succeed at Peloton mean that you finally find Ben?
No, it means that I can actually maybe go more than 20 minutes without passing the fuck out.
Okay, that works.
Are you ready to pick an important life-altering tarot card?
Yeah, and I'm going to ask whether or not I will be running through the halls of my high school, you know, in theory.
You're going to be running.
Oh.
Oh, it's...
Queen of Cups.
You actually picked a good one.
How do you know this is a good one?
I don't, but it's up. It's at least it's right side up.
It's a right side up one.
Now, here we got a queen in a throne holding some sort of...
Cups,
yes.
It looks like a chalice.
Whatever that... Yeah, that's what they use in ancient ceremonies of sorts. She's looking very intently at that cup. It means that you're going to have some... Something to run through the hallways.
With a cup?
You're going to run through the hallway with a bunch of cups.
All right. That's our
segment. No, this is a very good card, Cam.
Yeah,
Queen
you
of
think
cups,
so?
Yeah. I interpret this as you got a lot. What? She is sitting on a lily pad and there's a lot of water around her.
Oh, lily pad.
And you love water.
I love water.
So I think this could mean that you're going to go on a cruise ship.
A cruise ship?
And you'll be very successful clowning on a cruise ship because she's got the cups there.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's our segment with You Don't Know Tarot, and guess what? We don't. So if you guys would like to interpret either the Knight of Swords or the Queen of Cups for us, let us know what it means by doing a little texting to us.
310-356-3920. And it's time for Just the Tip. This is the segment where we get to answer your listener questions with Just the Tip. We got Trish who said, I just discovered your podcast last week. I love it. You both are fabulous.
Thank you, Trish.
I just heard you both talking about 69. I have to say that I'm a fan of the 77.
Oh, no, no, no.
Why 77? Well, you get 8 more.
Oh!
Lol, keep up the great work.
Well, you also underline 8, A-T-E. Get it? So
yeah,
you
Mom,
get 8 more.
First of all, she didn't underline 8. That's
that was spell
a grammar check, yeah. And second of all, yeah, it's a fucking joke, Mom. 69 is 8 less than 77. So you
I
get
love
eight,
it.
Eight, not more. Why We're do still, we have to spell this out?
I'm still trying to figure out 68 altogether.
Yeah, we haven't figured out
we
68.
We haven't figured out 60. I actually had a diagram of it.
Trish, thank you for that text. Thank you for the joke.
Thank you.
You know, this type of shit makes our day.
Yeah, it does.
You want to read Mary's mother?
Sure. Hi, I found you about 1.5 years ago and have been trying to catch up ever since. I only made it to May of 2018 until I got impatient being behind and jumped ahead to the latest episode. Did I miss anything in the last 3 years?
Can you give me the cliff notes to catch me up?
Oh, we gotta
You
give
guys
cliff
rock.
Notes.
P.S. My mom is from Argentina and we're Jewish, so we're practically family.
That is awesome.
Incredible, Mary. So, Mom, has anything changed in your life since May 2018?
Nope, it's pretty much the same.
You've lost a lot of things, a lot of people, a lot of animals.
Okay, why don't we go down that depressing thing again? Lost a boyfriend, a high school sorority.
Okay. So a lot of
husband,
death.
Husband was lost before that.
Any renewals or rebirths or new life?
That would be a negative.
TikTok, I'd say, is a new one for you.
TikTok has reinvigorated me.
Yeah, I would say that was the biggest transformation you've made in the past 3 years.
You know, there is something about TikTok that's different than any other social media. It's something about the acceptance of my fellow TikTok viewers. Karen Lee Potter on TikTok, you will see some funny stuff. And I actually got you to start beefing up our TikTok on Sex Talk with My Mom.
Yeah, and someone told me I look like Beaker. A fucking Muppet with the big fucking eyes.
I guess that would not be a hit on.
No, that was a shit on.
Well, you made a very funny face.
I think there's some up that goes beep beep. Yeah. Beep beep beep. They make it like a.
Some of our videos there have been beep, doing beep. Quite well, especially ones that have to do with a penis shield that my father gave us.
Yeah, that's right. I would say from May 2018 till today, has anything changed in my life? I started Pleasure Podcast. That was a pretty big deal. I've had sex twice.
Okay, thank you for sharing your ridiculous amount of numbers on sex. No, wait, go back to the Pleasure Podcast because, again, I don't think people know.
I run a sex podcast network.
Thank you.
A lot of sneaky freaks on this podcast network. If you want to learn about other podcasts that are in this podcast network, phenomenal. They're phenomenal. Go to pleasurepodcasts.com.
Thank you.
A little shout out to the Pleasure Pods, the Pea Pods. Speaking of which, I wanted to say thank you to all the sneaky freaks. We have two new sneaky freaks.
Oh, I love sneaky freaks.
John A. and Megan S.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
We're ready for that ride.
We typically do a Zoom patron party at the beginning of every month. This month, we're going to postpone it a week just so that we can take our trip to Chicago and focus our energy on our grandparents or our parents.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for joining the show, John A. and Megan S.
And if anybody else would love to join and become a patron, you go to Patreon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. You can get incredible wealth of backlog catalogs of our show that have never been anywhere else.
And this, Justin, we're starting a Discord channel.
Oh, so I didn't even know this.
So you can with other sneaky freaks on there.
That's amazing.
And us. Very excited. That's through patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. I would also love to thank everyone who has left us reviews.
Me too.
We love when you do this. And we got one from Arlie. This one says, the birds and the bees on steroids. No matter the topic, I have a blast listening to every episode. Cam is hilarious. And Karen Lee is my favorite, confident, older, unique, genuine, assertive, racy woman. A must subscribe, 5 stars. Freaking Arlie.
Arlie nailed it. She got the acronym for Cougar.
She got the Cougar. She got the weight of my heart, which is calling me hilarious. And I think, you know, we love you. That's the bottom line. I'm glad that you've enjoyed this birds and bees on steroids.
And it's great when you guys leave reviews because then people can find us easily.
Lastly.
Well, tell them how to get there.
Oh, go to ratethispodcast.com/mom.
That's how you do it.
That's easy. It's also in the episode description of this episode. And finally, if you want this type of swag that I'm currently wearing, dope-ass merch that we've got, check out our TeePublic store just by going to sextalkwithmymom.com. You can get a Sneaky Freaks logo on a pillow, on a t-shirt.
On a mug.
I wear these t-shirts all the goddamn time. They're so soft and special.
What am I holding up here?
Phone case.
My phone case has a little logo of me as a cougar, although some people think I look like a squirrel, and Cam as a mime. So check out
sextalkwithmymom.com. Just hit that merch tab right at the top of the homepage. And I think that's all we got for today, Mother.
Oh, boy. Here we go. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a new fuck dolly.
Fuck dolly.
Fuck doll.
All right. I liked it.
Thank you. It was either that or denial of death. I went with that. Fuck yeah.
All right. We love you, sneaky freaks. Thank you for tuning in, for making this show possible.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.